Any form of leaving or departure can be difficult and sad. And however, there are some times when a departure can be a good or necessary thing. For instance, it is necessary for a spouse to leave another spouse if any form of abuse is taking place and there are irreconcilable differences. If there is a chronically ill person where there is, no hope and no further treatment, God calls him into eternity. That is a necessary death, and death is a remedy for mortality. They are no longer in pain. If an employee creates havoc at work and there are irreconcilable differences, that employee needs to leave. But there also are times when there are opportunities for goodness. For instance, someone needs to depart if they're given an opportunity for further education or for a better sense of job or a higher income. In today's gospel, Jesus's departure is good for him as well as for his followers. It is good for him because he is going home to the Father, the one whom he is in close union with. And it is good for those whom he is leaving behind in an earthly way, because it is from there that the Holy Spirit will come upon the disciples. And he gives them the command, you are to go out, and you are to baptize others. You are to preach the gospel. You are to show them my ways. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he preached the gospel only to the Jews in Israel. Now he has commissioned the apostles to preach the gospel to all nations. This is an overwhelming task, because not only are they grieving, the loss of Jesus, they are being given a big task. To leave what is familiar and to go beyond to preach the good news, unsure of what they will encounter. Jesus promises them that he will send them the Holy Spirit. He assures them that he would be with them always. As he says, I will be with you always to the end of time. The ascension of Jesus is his liberation from all restrictions of time and space. It does not represent his removal from the earth, but his constant presence everywhere. During the course of his early ministry, he could only be in one place at a time. Here, he is united with God. He is present wherever God is present, and God is present everywhere. Throughout the 2,000 years, through the failings of his followers, persecutions, and even up to the scandals of the present day, the gospel has come down to us who are here in this sanctuary. He made the promise, I will be with you to the very end of time. You and I have been baptized. We are baptized with water and the Spirit. And through the baptism, we are knit into Christ. Thus, he does remain in us, and we remain in him through the baptism. And it is from there that we follow the commands that he has given to love God and to love neighbor as much as God loves that neighbor. That includes loving the stranger and embracing everyone as brother and sister. And this is where social issues enter into this. Everyone has the right to a life. Everyone has the right to be non-judged. Everyone deserves help. An unborn baby has the right to live. That unborn baby's mother deserves the right to a life as well as the assistance to bring that child up. Migration is a sacred right and is necessary part of life as well. We have in this state execution. Regardless of what a person's crime is, they have a right to life as well. But in turn, we are called to advocate for everyone who's in pain, whether it be through letters, financial support, or providing concrete services, bringing food, writing letters to prisoners. So my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us continuously remind ourselves that we are not alone. The Spirit is with us, and we are called to follow the commands that Jesus has passed on to us.